are too. I was the vast spaces without reprieve. We'll be right back.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. This is Jesse Bell here with you for your Friday morning indie wake-up call, and we just had one heck of a run of songs. We kicked it all off with new music from Queen's alumnus Arez Zobari, the Toronto-based singer-songwriter with that kind of R&B neo-soul inflection. Cedar Tree, ooh, it's got to be already up there in her, I think, top 10 releases. Just a really beautiful song about owning her name, Arez, which is normally, and she talks about this on her Instagram, a name that's given to young men, but her family named her that. And Cedar Tree is a song about acceptance, growing, and acknowledging the good, the bad, and the difficult moments in life. After that, we had Tia Wood, Indigenous Canadian singer-songwriter with Catch and Release, Mo Kenny, the incredible Mo Kenny with Evening Dream. We followed that up with Joel Plaskett and Summer Dreams. Then we had our spooky adjacent block of tunes, starting off with Warren Zevon, Roland the Headless Thompson Gunner, all-timer, one of my favorite Zevon tracks. It's just a delightful, cheesy, kitschy piece of camp. We had Akira Yamaoka, the famed Japanese composer with Theme of Laura, the opening theme from Silent Hill 2. The remake is out. Go buy it. It looks great. Then we had Destroyer playing at the Broom Factory in November with Tinseltown Swimming in Blood. Admittedly, the title is mostly as Halloween adjacent as I could get with that one. Then we had New Soccer Mommy with M. And now it's time for a semi-frequent reoccurring segment here on the Friday Morning Indie Wake Up Call. One borrowed shamelessly from my time on the Monday Morning Indie Wake Up Call. It's time for The Bandle. If you've never seen, never heard of Bandle, it's kind of like the Wordle. You have six guesses to suss out a band and song. Except it's not just the music as you would hear normally. No, they take the track, they put it through midification software. So these are MIDI versions of components of the song, such as the drums, the bass, the piano, guitar, the vocals. You get a voice cover, which kind of sounds like, if you've ever played Animal Crossing, like KK Slider singing, which is very cute. And then the sixth clue is usually the one that, if you can't figure it out from here, I don't know what to tell you. They take the title and they kind of just put it through like AI to give it a synonymous alternate title. So like Don't Want to Miss a Thing would be like Can't Miss a Second or something, for instance. So they also give you a little bit of information, a little bit of background on the song itself. Since it's Friday and it's always a struggle, this is a soundtrack song, so to make this game even more difficult, this is a song specifically from a soundtrack album, or perhaps a piece of music made specifically for a movie. And the year is 1998, which is older than the person in the studio with me here today getting their training, I would imagine, by quite some time. I was born in 1994, so I was 4 years old when this song appeared on this soundtrack. What makes me intrigued is that the YouTube version has 400 million views. So this is a massive soundtrack single from the year 1998. There's a couple that do come to mind immediately. However, the difficulty level is ranked at par 5, so very hard. So some of my obvious, let's say, thoughts, such as My Heart Will Go On, it doesn't seem very likely. I don't know why they would classify that as a par 5. Let's see what's going on in the year 1998, because that's also very fascinating. When I'm doing the non-soundtrack version of this, I look at some of the movies and cultural events, but given that this is a soundtrack song, I can't exactly look at the movies of 1998, so I like to go through, look a little bit at some of the music released that year. I'm hoping I can do it without spoiling myself, because, well, where's the fun in that? I'm trying to remember, 1998 for me wasn't very engaged, let's say, with popular music as I was 4 years old. I was mostly watching Pokemon. That was big. That was a huge year for Pokemon, kind of the beginning of that cultural phenomena. But yeah, okay, we've got stuff like, all right, okay. Yes, a lot of Celine Dion, which I knew beforehand, so I'm not spoiling myself there. Everybody everywhere knew about Celine Dion, but you have the rise of Britney Spears. You get, this is cool, the debut of much more music here in Canada, kind of the spinoff of obviously Much Music. You get the debut of TRL, Total Request Live, stuff that would dominate kind of the early 2000s. TRL, of course, being the launching point for many a boy band in the era. So a lot of stuff going on in 1998. You also have perhaps the most famous presidential scandal, the whole Bill Clinton affair, which we're not going to get into. One, it's not appropriate for morning radio. And two, you know, the way that people have treated the other party in that whole debacle, Monica Lewinsky, is pretty atrocious. There's obviously some double standards there, but that was, yeah, definitely the biggest news story in 1998. So quite a tumultuous year. I can't fathom this being My Heart Will Go On, but 400 million views makes me think maybe that's the case. I want to say it also could be potentially. I don't want to miss a thing. That ridiculous Aerosmith soundtrack single for the truly generationally stupid Armageddon. That's the movie about NASA hiring miners, not young people, actual miners working in a mine to blow up a meteorite. Okay, enough preamble. Let's get this bandle rolling with, and I love the title of this, Drums and Sound Effect. Drums and Sound Effect. What sound effect? Let's find out together. Oh, okay. Definitely not Aerosmith. ...1998. And it's like a dog barking. Okay, you got your kind of conga drums? What would this even be? Sometimes I'll just type in, for instance, I typed in George of the to see if there was a George of the Jungle related song. A barking dog. Wow. Okay. That one certainly was a sound effect, but not a particularly helpful one. 1998. Well, both of my main guesses have kind of gone awry. So I'm going to move on to the bass and hope this will be a little more fruitful for me. Sounds like the dog barking is really getting me every time. I know Godzilla came out around this time. It doesn't sound like Godzilla, but that soundtrack was quite eclectic. What's also tough is the late 1990s, early 2000s was kind of that emergence of like Latin swing. And it just feels like there's ever so slightly a hint of that at the end with the guitar and the drums. But I don't think Ricky Martin was doing a lot of soundtrack work. Maybe it could be a Santana thing. This was around the time of his comeback. Let's see if we, I just typed in Santana to see. No, okay. Not the correct song. All right, all right, all right. Piano and guitar and presumably whatever the dog noise is. Oh, this is bad. I should know this. Reason this just strikes me as like a rom-com song. Oh my goodness, if you're playing along at home, please don't be mad at me. This is really really racking the old brain, which didn't have a lot to rack to begin with. feel like this was in something. There's something about Mary. Maybe that's just a dog. Song, I will say. Oh, this is not looking good. Because it's tough. You try to think of, like, what bands would have even been around or popular enough in 1998 to provide a song like this. It's nobody I was listening to then or probably now. Oh, Sheryl Crow. Wait, not Sheryl Crow. Oh, I know what the... Oh, I know the chorus. I just can't... What's... Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I know it's, you know, I want to thank you, but is that Sheryl Crow? They don't have this Sheryl Crow song listed, so it must be a different, maybe it is Dido. Oh, we got it. All right, we got there. We hit par. It was getting real rough, folks. It was getting real scary. Okay, that's one of those songs that plays in a mall. You know, you've heard it, like, through the mall PA before, but you probably never knew that it was Dido, because I certainly thought it was Sheryl Crow. Feels very much like a Sheryl Crow ballad, and that's not a rude statement. I like Sheryl Crow, but I always thought that was her. Dido, thank you, bracket, sliding doors. I need to see what movie that was from. Because that makes me curious. Maybe it was There's Something About Mary. That would be quite a pull. It's from the movie Sliding Doors. Of course. Everyone's seen Sliding Doors. I mean, it made $67 million, but in 1998, that's like making $10 nowadays. Interesting. Okay. All right, essentially a romantic comedy with a nifty gimmick. Okay, I'm probably never going to see this, but you know what? It gave us a lovely Dido song. So isn't that nice? Okay, folks, we're going to get back to it. We're going to kick things off with a real crowd pleaser, a track that was released about a year ago. In fact, I believe it'll be a year ago at the end of this month. The lead single off the... so far, latest Mountain Goats album. But like I said, that was a year ago. We're going to kick it off with a little bit of Clean Slate right here on your Friday morning Indie Wake Up Call. And trust me, folks, the second half of today's show, we've got some heat coming up. Some heavy, hot heat to bring you into your Thanksgiving long weekend. Thank you for joining me, and we'll chat in just a little bit.
Spotless on the day he said goodbye. Breakaway Republic dude, supremely filthy mouth. Copiah, Mississippi, points much further south. It's never light outside yet when they climb into the van. Remember, space for you. This world is sad and broken. Gotta fix a crack or two. Rest until you're rested. Climb back onto the caravan. Remember at your peril. Forget the ones you can.
Selfies to do.
the summer. She fell in love with the drummer. She fell in love with the drummer. She fell in love. Shiny, shiny pants and bleached blonde hair. A double kick drum by the river in the summer. She fell in love with the drummer. Another than another. She fell in love. Since I've known, playing Kiss covers, beautiful and stone. Unlock my body and move myself to dance in the warm liquid flowing, glowing glass. Classical music blasting, mass ringing in my ears. Oh, I sincerely miss those heavy metal bands I used to go see on the landing in the summer. She fell in love with the drummer. She fell in love with another. She fell in love. I miss the innocence I've known. Colors, beautiful and stone. I miss the innocence I've known. Playing Kiss covers, beautiful and stone. Playing Kiss covers, beautiful and stone.
I'm not slowing down. Homecoming kicks off today. Welcome home, alumni. With a weekend full of exciting activities and events, there's something for everyone. Check out the full schedule and plan your perfect homecoming experience. Visit the Homecoming website now for all the details. Let's make it a weekend to remember. queensu.ca/alumni/homecoming.
Silence and sleep. Somewhere caught in the headlights of a truck, eating seeds as a pastime activity. The toxicity of our city, of our city.
Stop!
Welcome back, everyone. This is Jesse Bell here with you live on site, Lower Carruthers Hall, CFRC 101.9 FM. And I told you, second half of the show, bit of a harder edge to it. You just heard Where No One Knows by Alexis on Fire off their eponymous debut album, which is actually a recommendation from our beloved Chancellor, tech manager, music manager here at CFRC. He encouraged me to kind of listen back through it. It's an album I heard when it came out at the time in like 2003, so I was 9 years old, and like I liked it, but I don't think I appreciated it for what it was. And it's just this incredible blast of like fury. It's an amazing album. I do highly recommend you check it out. We also had, prior to that, I know it's rare, I never get to play System of a Down, so whenever I do, I'm amped up for it. That was Toxicity off the incredible, I just want to make sure, I always get this album's title confused with their follow-up, so I just want to make sure that I get it right for you. I believe the album is, yes, Toxicity, so the title track. And Toxicity is an album jam-packed with extremely, I would say, volatile music, released at a very volatile time in American history. In fact, Toxicity, a deeply political album by, yes, of course, the deeply political System of a Down, was released 1 week before 9/11, which is such an interesting fun fact to me, because the world they sing about was drastically different just a week after its release. And prior to that, kind of dipping your toes into the water, a nice kind of laid-back intro to heavier music is the closing track off Billy Talent's debut album, Voices of Violence, which, personally, I've said this on the air before, I don't think it's a great closing track, but it's a great track, one that I enjoy a great deal, but nothing to lose. Come on, that's got to be your closer. It's, I think, the most resonant song from that album. Folks, we are just about out of time here. I'm going to be heading on my way shortly. I want to thank you very much for joining me today. We've got the Thanksgiving long weekend coming up, so I hope whether you're here, abroad, seeing family, or doing your own thing solo, you have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Get some good food into your system. Watch some football. If you don't watch football, watch some Netflix. Hang out. Have a good time. I'm looking very much forward to my weekend off. No Queens football this weekend, so get a little bit of a chance to relax and rest. We're going to have a ton of sports coverage coming up with CFRC as well. In fact, October into November, we're going to have more stuff on offer than ever before. So if you are a fan of the sports work we do here at the station, you are going to have a great time over the next couple months or so. We've got a few tracks to send us out here today. We're going to kick things off with new Jack White with Bombing Out. We've got Islands, Drown a Fish, bit of a summer throwback, and Hockey Dad, Wreck and Ruin. And I just love the band name Hockey Dad, an Australian outfit with a quintessentially Canadian name. And of course, folks, at 10 a.m., we've got a new episode of The Charts, hot and fresh for you, made by DJ Squared, the wonderful Dinah Jansen. I hope you'll stick around with us all day. Fridays are always jam-packed here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Jesse Bell signing off. I'll see y'all next week. And hey, speaking of next week, homecoming. If you get a chance, swing by the station. We'll have station tours. We get a lot of cool alumni coming in. It's a fantastic time. So come and see us at homecoming next week. We're going to have a great time. I'm going to have a special, crazy, loaded edition of the Friday morning Indie Wake Up Call for you then. A lot of CanCon, a lot of QueensCon. What more could you ask for? All right, folks, take it easy. Enjoy your weekend. This is Jack White bombing out, and this is Jesse signing out.
Okay. just keep moving along. I was born by the river, and just like that river, I'm gonna keep moving along. And you are the unmoved mover, and I will keep singing my song. That's right. Yeah, that's right. You ain't the one I'm gonna call tonight. You feel me? Yeah, you don't kill me. But I'm
tossing you chain, me runway you plane. Long before things went wrong, I called your name. I banged the gong, and you did the same. Like a thumb on a bug, I was humming like if love is a drug. You came to see me, but you don't want me to stay. So I drowned the fish and now it's swimming away.
Same great show, brand new time slot. The Monday mixtape has moved to Monday morning, 7 a.m., so you can start your work day the right way with me, your host, Jesse Bell, as we are curating a playlist around a central theme each and every single week. Mondays are rough, but you can make them a lot better by tuning into the Monday mixtape, Monday mornings, 7 a.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca.
Being nice is not the only way to you. And the time it took to get there was way past you. And the nights keep on rolling, spinning true. Survive the atmospheric rise. Won't you be my breath? Won't you be my ruin? I don't know what you said. I don't know what you're doing. Down in my head. And I'm thinking through it. So won't you be my breath? watch is clear, and the morning breaks cobwebs around my fear. Survived an atmospheric rise. Won't you be my red? Won't you be my ruin? I know what you said. I know what you're doing. Down in my head, and I'm kicking through it. So won't you be my red? Won't you be my Won't you be my ruin?
Corridor is an award-winning news program hosted by Dinah Jansen and Jesse Bell, airing every Thursday at 5 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. With contributions from local Journalism Initiative reporters ranging from Morrisburg to Coburg, The Corridor is your premier destination for truly local news that matters to you. The Corridor is also available as a podcast on all major podcast streaming platforms.
Queens alumni, homecoming is just a week away. Get ready for a weekend packed with fun, memories, and excitement. Whether you're looking to reconnect, celebrate, or just enjoy the festivities, there's something for everyone. Don't miss out. Find out all the details and plan your perfect weekend at queensu.ca/alumni/homecoming.
No Static, every Monday from 6 to 8 on CFRC. Every Monday from 6 to 8 on CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. You never know what you're gonna get. CFRC's most varied variety show. You never know what you're gonna get. You never know what you're gonna get. CFRC's most varied variety show. Hosted by your friends Mike and Chance. No Static. No Static. CFRC 101.9 FM. CFRC.ca. CFRC.ca/no_static.
Hi, I'm DJ Squared, and you're with me and my cat, Morrissey, the good-looking and pleasant to be around. We are saying it is now 10 o'clock here at CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston. Coming up next is the charts.
CFRC from Kingston, Ontario. Your volunteer program, campus and community radio at 101.9 FM and on the web at CFRC.ca.